Blog Talk Radio.
And show your boy love. Your
man, is doing real big things, man. He's going to be live right now on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online, on Facebook at Lush Radio Online, man. It's about to be all the way live, man. We got some hot music from him. You know what I'm saying? He did a feature, you know, featuring Lil Scrappy. So it's about to be crazy right now. So stay tuned. It's about to be bananas. So I'm about to go to the phone lines and see what's good, see what's popping. Let's check and see, you know what I'm saying, who came to visit us today real quick. You know what I'm saying? So I want to check who's at the door real quick because it seems like somebody knocking at the door. So let's see who it is. Yo, 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 who at the door? What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Is this your boy GS? What's poppin'?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Ms. Lush? How everybody doing out there?
All right. Copa Static, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lean, woo-hoo.
That's what it is.
You already know, man. Well, first off, you know what I'm saying, we just want to say, you know what I'm saying, we got nothing but love for you. We appreciate you coming through and showing us love because you could be doing anything right now, but you decided to come and rock with us on Lush Radio Online, man, which we definitely appreciate you for doing that, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all love. It's all love. It's all love.
Definitely, definitely. So,
that's all love.
Before we get into it, you know, you got any shout-outs or anything like that, okay?
For one, I want to give a whole shout out to the whole Carolina. You know what I mean? Just like put that out there. You know what I mean? Big Raker for hosting the mixtape. Lil Scrappy for putting in that work on that single for me. You know what I mean? I'm looking at that too. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? Just the world. You know what I mean? Just I'm here.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I just want to say that, man, it's an honor to have you on the show. And we want to show you some quick Lush Radio on Love real quick.
Okay, okay.
And the crowd goes wild. Just to show you that we appreciate you and everything like that, man. So, GS, man, talk to us, man. What inspired you to get into the music industry?
You know, just like everybody else, you know what I mean? You got the Jay-Z's, the Nas, the Biggie, you know what I mean? Just the usual, you know what I mean? It was just something that I always loved to do. And I just always had a drive, you know what I mean, to want to rap. And I love to entertain.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Some of the main inspirations, like that one, like, artist that you just, you know, you connected with before you got into the industry that you just said, yo, you know, this is the type of person that I'm trying to, like, you know, be or surpass, you know what I'm saying, when it came to the music industry.
I can more or less say, like, maybe like something like the Jay-Z, you know what I mean, didn't forget about where he came from, you know, just basically bring his hood with him.
Oh, okay. Okay,
something like that, you know. I don't want to do too much talking on it, but somewhere in that age.
Okay. Basically, you know, being from North Carolina and stuff, you know, it's definitely, you know, a challenge, you know, coming out of North Carolina and stuff like that because you had, like, a couple of artists that actually, you know, came out of the Carolinas. So what is the type of stamp you're trying to, like, put out there to the industry, you know, coming from the Carolinas and everything as an artist?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I love it. Basically, more or less, it wasn't too many people from Carolina really coming out there. And, you know, Petey came out and did his thing. He came with his little style. J. Cole coming out now, and, you know, he doing his thing. Big up to J. Cole, too. His thing now. And I pretty much got a different sound. You know, I'm from the Carolina, of course, but it's just, you know, we all different in our own ways. And I just want to let them know all about where we come from and how we do.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. You know, I heard also that, you know, you played a little ball. You know, you had some skills playing, and you were very athletic and stuff. what made you decide that you was going to say, you know, you were going to, you know, go and focus more on a rap and, you know, put that to the side? Because I know that was one of your passions also.
Basically where we come from is it's like real country. Like, when I say country, I mean country. Like, maybe like 20, 25 minutes to a gas station country. So it's like the opportunities and like the people that have in big cities, we don't really have that there. So it was like when I hit about 15, 16, I kind of really knew that the chances of me really making it somewhere was slim.
Uh-huh.
Not to be like that I couldn't, like, you know, keep pursuing my career or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's like, you got to support your family. You got to, you know, help moms out, and you know what I mean. And it was time consuming trying to do everything all at one time. And music was something I could just do at the house. So
definitely.
Yeah. So it became like night and day. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much how that story goes.
A lot of people say that you're a storyteller. You know, almost like a Slick Rick of the Clear Line. You're a storyteller, and you use vivid imagery when you write your lyrics and stuff. And basically, with your lyrics, you can kind of like depict what's going on in the streets and the areas that everybody can basically, like, you know, get in touch with and understand you without glorifying it in the same way where you find other people doing that, you know, and at the same time, we can still enjoy it. What made you decide to be so vivid when you start writing your lyrics? Like, what kind of zone are you in when you start writing lyrics and everything like that?
I basically been through, like, the little, you know, like, the, what I want to say, like, late 90s, I'm going to say that, like, late 90s until now. And, you know, music changed a lot. You know what I'm saying? And it's more or less like you might be rapping this way, and you know everybody is on something else. So I gotta try to stay into what's going on. I was like coming out just trying to make party songs and do, you know, that and the third, but it ain't really like you ain't really reaching out to the right crowd. I mean, so I just more or less want to, like, let people know where I come from and let them know that what I'm speaking is, like, from the heart. It ain't like I'm just, like, giving you some bubblegum rap. Like, so this is not even my life that I'm telling y'all about. You know what I'm saying? So
uh-huh.
I'm more or less just want to, you know, give the world me, and, like, I'm not, like, scared to, like, to give the world me. Ain't worried about what nobody going to say because it's my life. You know what I'm saying? So.
Uh-huh. Definitely. How was it, basically, you know, with the song you got right now, how was it working with Lil Scrappy when you guys came together to do that whole collabo doing the song?
I mean, it was pretty much like, I want to say, like, I was like shocked at first, like, wow, Lil Scrappy want to, you know, get on the track with me, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like flattered, like, wow, Scrappy. Because, you know, I used to listen to his songs when he came out or whatever. But just to, you know, for somebody to be in the game and for them to want to, you know, work with me, that was like a big look, you know what I'm saying, for me. And, I mean, you know, he's like, you know, cool, down to earth. We really didn't really get to chat long because, you know, he got his own little thing going, and I do as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he was cool people, you know what I'm saying? And I got your back, Scrap, you know what I mean? Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But good luck for that, too.
Definitely. You've definitely opened up for a lot of artists in the game, and also nominated for North Carolina Underground Music Awards and stuff. How did that feel, you know, when you got a nomination and everything like that?
I mean, it made me feel good, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I felt like I should have won. So it don't do nothing. It'll make me go harder, you know what I mean? And I appreciate all the love everybody showing me and stuff. And you know, I'm just gonna keep on, just keep this dream alive, just keep doing what I got to do until I'm, you know, where I want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. The song All I Know, what made you pick that title for that song?
I wanted to come like kind of different, you know, because like a lot of my music has been like you say, like somewhat storytelling and, you know, what's relevant right now in the world today, you know what I mean, as far as the music world. And I just wanted to do something different, like kind of take it back a little bit. I mean, to where you can't bounce in the club and you know, and it ain't no, like, really, I mean, because, like, it's like the way clubs are now, you know, you play that crunk music, it's a fight or something, you know what I mean? But it's a song. It's crunk, but it's a feel-good song, though. You know what I mean? It's letting the world know, all the people know, where you come from, you know, all you know. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And GS, why the name GS? Why the name GS?
Well, it's short for G Smooth. You know what I mean? My uncle gave me the name. Ever since I was a little jit coming up, you know what I'm saying? That just been my name, G Smooth. And you know, the music world, we just kind of figured that was too long, so we just switched it up to GS, and then put that dollar.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. G Smooth is your nickname. Okay. All right. I'm not even going to go to detail to ask about what's the meaning behind that one. But...
right.
So since you're from, you know, you're down south with the Southern hospitality, you know, I got to ask you, can you burn? Can you throw down in the kitchen?
To be honest, no, that's not my thing. I bring home the bacon and the eggs and sausage. I don't be cooking it, though. I swear. I don't know nothing about that kitchen.
Some of the producers that you're working with right now, talk to us.
Far as mainstream, Scorp Diesel. He the one that produced the track All I Know with Scrappy. He did a couple tracks for a lot of different people. I'm working with I can't even think of the guy's name. Manifest. He did a couple tracks for Rick Ross. Supposed to be working with Shawty Red. I think I can't think of the other guy's name. Bangladesh.
I'm supposed to be
working with him too, and you know, just like and then there's like a couple like producers within our camp that we deal with too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, everybody doing their thing. Jay Hood, Crown Holder. I'm trying to forget nobody. And JR.
Okay. So if you could work with any producer, like, that you can basically, like, anybody in the world, dead or alive, any producer or artist, who would it be? Who would those two people be?
As far as producers, I'm honestly say Kanye West.
Oh, wow.
As far as artists, I don't really know. I mean, probably like Rick Ross. That'd be like a dream come true.
Well, you know, I definitely hope that situation comes through for you. But I'm just kind of curious why Kanye West.
Because his beats more or less fits the style, and like a lot of the music that he makes is relevant. It ain't like he's coming way out of left field with something. You know what I mean? It's like
Definitely.
Relevant to what's going on, and I like it, for real.
That's what it is.
And it don't sound the same. None of it really sound the same.
He definitely is. I mean, I call him a musical genius and stuff. Sometimes he's in another world, but I definitely love his stuff, man. He definitely,
Shout out to Kanye West.
Stuff. Definitely shout out to him. He definitely goes in. He's definitely a musical genius.
Downtown, I see you.
Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. We're live right now with the artist GS, representing the North Carolina area, and he's definitely doing his thing. We're going to go into a song right now, All I Know. And definitely, do you want to go ahead and introduce this song to the people?
This is my new single off the album, Loyalty, you know what I mean? All I Know featuring Scrap. And it go hard, and you know what I'm saying, follow me at GS Tsunami, and you know, the website is 11 Entertainment, just log on, man, and And I appreciate everything everybody doing.
That's what it is. Stay on the line with us, GS, and we're going to be right back. We're going to play this song right now. All I Know, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
know what it is, man. All I need to know, you already know what it is. That's your boy, GS. G with the money sign. Tsunami on Twitter. Your man is doing his thing. Featuring Lil Scrappy. And it's about to be bananas, man. It's about to be crazy, man. Definitely, you know, give me your feedback. And I'm definitely feeling the song. I think the song is hot. You know what I'm saying? It's popping. You know, and I don't always say I like everybody's music. You know, I definitely like this one. Hello? Yes? Is he here with us? Yes?
You. You.
Or whatever. So, like I said, it's definitely popping, so definitely check that out. And GS, don't forget to follow him on Twitter. So we're going to check again and see if we have him on the line, but we definitely got a couple of drops from some people, so we're definitely going to go to that, and we're going to come right back on Let's Go Online. And you know what I'm saying, this is what we do. We're going to come right back. Also, don't forget that this Friday goes down at Ibiza. That Jay Fonz is doing his release party at Ibiza, so don't forget to text 411-1111 on your text. And text Jay Fonz, so you can get text the phone. And Leslie Wallow will be in New York City this weekend. So definitely check for that. We'll be in there. So if you want to send us a phone, shoot any interviews, send your inquiries to bestmediaonline@gmail.com. We got so much things going on. So definitely check us out on www.bestmediaonline.com. Also check out Miss Latae, www.MissLatae, on our Twitter and MissLatae.com. And check her out. Website was built by us. And check it out. And check out her. She's an eye candy model. So if you're looking for a model for your video, check that out. Also, big shout out to OP for being one of the hottest publishers on here that always sends us some hot interviews. So definitely shout out to OP. So let's go to the phone lines real quick and see if we have Mr. GS back on the line with us. GS, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so we're back with GS right now. The song is hot, man. You know, the song
appreciate
is definitely
it.
Hot.
Appreciate it.
Definitely a lot of energy, and, man, that beat crank, man. That beat is cranking.
Yeah, it definitely go hard in the club, you know what I mean? For real.
Definitely. You know, that joint, like, I mean, I can imagine, you know, me putting it in a car. The bass on that joint is just bananas. Like, that thing knocks, for real.
Yeah, it's all about them 808s.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, man.
Definitely. Talk to us about the entertainment company, 11. Talk to us about that. How did that come about?
It's pretty much like where we're from, the area, you know what I'm saying? It's called Highway 11, you know what I'm saying? It's like a road, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But and that's pretty much where we came from. And, you know, all of us is like first cousins, brothers. We all, you know, we're all related. So, we just basically kept it home, you know what I'm saying? And, just build it our own empire, basically.
Okay, that's what it is.
We all family, first cousins, and, you know what I'm saying, brothers and stuff like that.
Well, that's good. You know, it's a family affair, you know, so that's definitely a good thing right there. You know, serious movement right there you got going on. What is the hardest thing that you felt like you had to deal with just being in the industry, like the hardest thing?
To be honest, just the critics, you know what I mean? Like people basically telling you that your music ain't good enough or you're not good enough, you know what I mean? And just to keep on doing your thing and finally, you know, being in the light and, you know, you can see yourself accomplishing things and, And you know, that's just like the biggest thing with me, you know what I mean? Just being able to show him or her I did it, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. You definitely got to go out there and grind it and definitely, you know, prove your point, you know, because there's always going to be haters. But, you know, at the same time, haters just let us know that we're doing something, you know, at the end of the day. They just mad because they want to be like us at the end of the day, really. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I see.
You know, so if you weren't doing music at this time, what would you be doing?
I don't know, man. Probably either on that football field or shooting basketball. One of the two. I definitely would have stuck with it.
Well, you know what? I love football. I had to stop watching basketball after Jordan left, but I love football. So, what position did you play? Were you a linebacker?
I was a defensive end, nose guard, and I played tight end.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right now, shoot! I had a vision for a second.
Yeah.
I was imagining you playing football right now. But that's just a side note. No.
So,
you know, coming from North Carolina, you know, what would be like, you know, if somebody came down to your town, what would be the main thing that you would definitely show somebody if they were coming to North Carolina to check you out?
Shoot, they probably couldn't see nothing but some tobacco fields and corn fields and stuff like that, especially where we from. Ain't too much happening. I swear.
Oh, man.
Port City, Dirt City, stand up.
Definitely. You know, we always believe in giving back to the community and stuff. What are some things that you do to give back in your community,
yes? We be throwing parties and stuff, like, for the kids, and, you know, like, it's free to get in. They just come, you know, party with us, take pictures, and give out food and stuff like that. Wintertime, around Christmas, we be taking the toys and, you know, foods and stuff like that, you know what I mean, and giving to the homeless and stuff. And, you know, we in the streets, you know what I mean, because, you know, we come from there. That's our area, you know what I mean? So, you know, we trying to give back.
Definitely, definitely. For DJs and other people that's trying to check you out, you know, what are the, like, site links, social networks and stuff like that for people to check you out, GS?
You can, like I said, you need to follow me on GS, GS Tsunami. That's my Twitter page. Or hit me up, GS Loud Packing Yak on Facebook. You got, or you can just go to the website and log on, 11entertainment.com. And, you know, just your boy up.
Are there any videos or anything, tours or any openings that we need to look forward for that are coming through?
Yeah, we starting the tour on Labor Day weekend, flood warning. It's a flood warning tour. And we're going to be Yeah, it's Labor Day. It's Labor Day weekend. I really don't know what main sites, but you can, like I said, just follow me and just, you know, see what's going on. Or look at the website, log on, and they let you know upcoming events and all. I don't really got them all offhand right now, but everything happening so fast.
Definitely. That's what's up. I mean, I definitely like your energy. You got a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, going on with yourself, and the song is hot. And you know, I definitely employ all the DJs and all that stuff. I definitely think that you guys need to definitely get it in your arsenal and rotate that music and support this young gentleman that's definitely doing this thing out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Definitely support and get it in rotation, and request the song All I Know on your local radio stations, internet radio stations, man, because it's definitely some serious stuff going on. And is there any other things that we should look, you know, check out and look for? You said just follow you on the Twitter on GS Tsunami, and then you'll give us all the updates and everything like that, right?
But another artist on the label, you know what I'm saying? We got another single about to drop, but you know, that's pretty much everything that's gonna be flowing right now. So just log on and you'll see what's going on, upcoming events, and you know, where we're going to be at and all them type things.
Definitely. And, guys, if you're tuning in right now, if you did not catch the live episode, we also have the archive on the site, and we'll be sending that out and tweeting that out also later on. And the other thing I was going to ask you, the last thing was, if you had any type of advice for the youth that were trying to get into the industry, what would it be?
Basically, stay level-headed, you know what I mean? Stay true to what you do. Dedication is a must. And, you know, and your dreams, you can fulfill them.
Definitely.
It's possible.
That's definitely some good advice. I mean, because you're definitely taking the initiative and you're living your dream and doing what
right.
you got to do, and you're on your grind 24 hours a day, and that's what it is. And it takes dedication. This isn't something that you can do fly by night, people. You know, a lot of you guys say you want to do it, but you don't know what it takes to be in this industry. You have to know the business. You have to be able to grind. You can't be lazy, because nobody's going to have you hand you no silver spoon in your mouth. So you got to go and get it, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to kick down the door and make your dreams happen. You know?
Right.
Yes, it's
right,
on it.
Right.
You feel me? You know, so that's
yes,
what
ma'am.
We do. So Lunch Radio Online is what we do. All I can say is that, you know, I definitely appreciate you and support what you got going on. Any new things you got, you know, I will definitely contact OP to flood it our way. And big shout out to him for this wonderful interview. And we definitely appreciate you. And we just, you know, wish you the best in any endeavor that you put your hands on, man.
Okay. Appreciate it.
That's what it is, man. And we're going to go ahead and play that song one more time just because I can, you know what I'm saying? It's Lush Radio Online, and we're live right now, calling at 347-826-7722. And the song is All I Know, featuring Scrappy. Your boy GS is laying it down, North Kakalaki, you already know. And let's go real quick, let's get it in.
Cocaine, you don't know the half scrap, you know the whole thing.
Hey, y'all, you're taking up in the beat, balling.
be ballin', but I can't lead a trap. Cause them J's keep calling. Got that toilet paper money. I be flushing down the toilet. Shitting on a hater. Pull up in something ballin'. I be in and out of state. But a nigga ain't touring. Got 10 in the wheel. About to drop them off the floor. It's dirty city what I rep. Till I take my last bump. And my trigger finger itching. Nigga, just watch where you step. I'm a G. I'm a G. Yeah, fuck it. I'm a fan. I be diving in them holes. You can call me Michael Phelps. Got a blunt in my mouth. Google on the side. If a nigga tryna flex, we can take it outside.
Hey, y'all be flexing up in his
feet.
Falling on his hoes.
You heard it, man. It's all I need to know. What?
You know your boy GS. Follow him on Twitter. GS Tsunami. You know what I'm saying? It's the G with the dollar sign. But you know on Twitter, it's the GS. You already know what it is, man. Follow your dude, 11entertainment.com. They ain't playing no games, man. The beat is knocking. The beat is cranking. 808's on point. It's not a game, man. You already know All I Need to Know featuring Lil Scrappy. Your man GS, man, got some serious stuff in the arsenal. Look for it. Don't forget to look for updates from your dude and support him, man, because you know what? You know, we do this for the people, man. We do it for the unsung voices. We do it for the people. We are the people's voice, man. LushRadioOnline.com. Follow us on Twitter at LushRadioOnline.com, man. The people's voice, man, the champ. I ain't playing no games, man. You hurt. Don't forget, man, there is no show on Friday. You know what I'm saying? I usually do a show on Friday. You know what I'm saying? I'll be up in New York, man. Don't forget, this Sunday is Funk Master Flex car show in New York City and Coney Island. You know what I'm saying? So all y'all cats that didn't know, you better get your media credentials because, you know what I'm saying, I got mine. So I might be in the building, hopefully, on Sunday. Also, don't forget Club Perfections. Your man Puffy, I am Diddy, on Twitter, is going to be in Perfections on Tuesday. Big shout out to your girl Tima. For Tima, it's her birthday on Tuesday. It's Virgo season. Big shout out to your man Bobby A, Mr. Loud Punch. His birthday's on Saturday. Shout out to your boy Desi. You know what I'm saying? Desert Campbell, you know what I'm saying? His birthday's on the 24th, man. It's Virgo season. All y'all Virgos, man, big shout out to you. Big love. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. And if you're looking for any, like, videos, photography, models, packages, man, we got that on lock, man. Don't forget to follow Two Chicks in the Camera. Follow up on the www.2chicksinthecamera.com. Also follow them on Twitter, the number 2Chicks, letter N, the letter A, camera, man. All your photography, video needs, man. Come on, man. Get your profession together, man. You got to make your lip look good. You can't sit there and just be doing stuff, man. You got to get the profession together. Don't be passing me no business card when you know you really don't got no business, man. Step your business game up. Step your look up, man. We all about professionalism, man. Sit together, man. So don't forget to email us all your new music for New Music Friday. Artists, you already know what it is. LushRadioOnline@gmail.com, man. Big shout out and big thanks to your boy GS, man. All I Need to Know, man. And it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And I'm out of here, man. I just feel like listening to some dancehall for a quick second. So I'm going to play that joint real quick. And we out of here, man. Lush Radio Online, man. I love you like I love cooked food, baby. Oh. Let's go. I love it like I love cooked food, baby.
Saka down. Saka down, 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 down. Yeah. Sing it. Yo. Let's do it.
Pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them artists, them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. Pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them artists, them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Hello, mean body girl.
Here in the mirror.
Got it, don't give me no icky girl.
Don't you dare.
This is sippy.
Remove your underwear.
Come make me ram it, stick it, jam it, if you don't.
Y'all forget sex, though.
Who that to ask me why? Y'all if me ask me question, a Frankie guy. So how you act so shy? Me no beg kitty, but me da like a blind.
Me no Batman,
half a me no Robin guy. If you and I ever not to tie.
No shy,
when me stop it, then you reply. Bite your lips and close your eyes, God. Pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Show me a pretty girl.
Your body shape so good. Let me introduce you to a piece of wood.
Vinny, can I be a girl?
I think you could, but I don't want to be misunderstood.
No mistake.
Me no want a girl with only pretty face. Go on the chicken and the waist and the body with the shape and the cherry with the bass, with the sound and the place, with the lie up on the case, with the murder up on your base.
With the airport away.
With some y'all with air freight, cause the one of them, the fish are run down me body bay. Natural baby juice and a concentrate. You never know what's up, the love Dr. Gray.
Go!
Pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. Pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
My belly full of food.
Me go pon a gal feast, come me go this off for sex. Me no go this off for eat.
Miss no off for eat.
Thump you at street, then inna me car seat, bout 3-6 inch deep.
You think I'm too unreal?
All the Sydney we go see, sticky. Keep.
I wanna stop being the joke.
She think I don't need me, no deal with down. So baby don't leave me. Want a gal with petite, nice and look sweet. When you see the third leg, she run like chop meat. And me know how to do it, now back now retreat. Me know the song ya complete. So when me go some pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance.